If you are poor, you're more likely to get cancer. Not only are you more likely to get cancers, you're less likely to go to the physician to have your cancer treated. And then unfortunately, you're more likely to die earlier from your cancer just based on income.
That's Christopher Lathan, an oncologist and researcher at the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute in Boston. He's talking about adults, but new research also suggests that health outcomes may be worse for children with cancer, whose families are struggling financially. As part of our series, This Moment in Cancer, WBUR's Rachel Zimmerman reports on poverty's toxic effects on patients.
Do you really care if I use sippy cups?
Oh, I think I'm too old. 8-year-old Madison Bergstrom has a dog, Vince, an English Mastiff. When I visited Madison in the fall, she was living at Boston Children's Hospital for 2 months of treatment for leukemia, so she could only FaceTime with Vince the dog. Between tears, Madison told me what she longed for more than anything in the world.
I would want to see my dog.
And if you saw the dog, what would be the first thing you'd do?
I just want to play with him and snuggle and love him.
She just wants to play with him and snuggle and love him, she says. At 19 months old, Madison was diagnosed with acute lymphoblastic leukemia, the most common childhood cancer. Her mother, Shauna McLaughlin, says during the last 6 years of Madison's treatment, the family has struggled financially.
Immediately when she was diagnosed, I had to stop working. Initially, we were in the hospital for about a month and a half, and we had outpatient treatment for the next 2 years, which forbid me to work.
Shauna, who lives in Canton, used to work as a dialysis technician, but taking care of her daughter became a full-time job. Madison needed multiple daily medications and frequent hospital appointments, some lasting all day long.
Initially, I was with her father, and then we had split up. So because I had to stop working, I went from having 2 incomes to 1, and then 1 to 0.
Many people say cancer makes you poor. Kira Bona researches how poverty can make cancer worse for kids. And she happens to be Madison's pediatric oncologist at Dana-Farber Boston Children's Cancer and Blood Disorders Center. In one of her studies, Bona surveyed families with children 6 months into chemotherapy treatment.
Just about 1 in 4 of the families enrolled in this study reported that they had lost more than 40% of their annual household income, specifically due to treatment-related work disruptions.
Like many children in the U.S., Madison has benefited from top-notch cancer care during a time of dramatic advances in treatment. In the 1950s, her type of cancer was almost always fatal. Today, it's curable 90% of the time. Still, a growing body of research suggests that a family's financial instability can undermine these advances. In a study published in 2016, Bona found that children living in high poverty areas were more likely to suffer an early relapse compared to children in low poverty areas. 92% of the relapses in high poverty areas were early, compared to 48% in low poverty areas.
And that's important from a clinical perspective because it's much more challenging for us as clinicians to successfully cure children who have early relapse than those who have later relapses.
Bona says poverty can affect health outcomes in several ways. Poor children may have worse underlying health and so could be more vulnerable to the toxic side effects of chemo. And struggling families may have difficulty getting care for kids in a timely manner. Also, Bona says, these children may have a harder time sticking to their chemotherapy regimen. One study found that the risk of a relapse increases dramatically when kids miss just one dose of daily chemo in a 2-week course.
When I care for families who I know are financially struggling, it makes me worried about whether their child may be at risk of having a relapse or of having a higher rate of mortality than another child.
Madison had her first relapse in November of 2013. When the cancer came back, her mother, Shauna, had to make more heart-wrenching cost calculations. Once, before taking Madison to the emergency room, Shauna had to find a relative to lend her cash for parking.
It's just a low like you've never felt before. To have zero financial stability is really debilitating emotionally and physically.
In September of 2016, Madison relapsed a second time.
She was up at night. She was screaming in pain, saying my head feels like it's going to explode.
So many people understand the medical toxicity and what cancer treatment has to do to your body. But there's this whole other financial toxicity that plays a really important role in a patient's chance of beating cancer.
Carla Tardif is CEO of the Boston-based nonprofit Family Reach. The organization has helped Shauna and Madison throughout their medical ordeal, like paying an overdue heating bill or arranging for a Zipcar. Tardif says having the basic resources in place to support a patient's fight against cancer is an essential part of treatment.
The bottom line is your financial situation affects your chances of beating cancer. It's not an even playing field.
Christopher Lathan, the Dana-Farber oncologist, says that this kind of health inequity is also true for adults with cancer. One of his studies looked at several thousand lung and colon cancer patients.
We found that people who were in financial distress at the beginning of their diagnosis were more likely to have more symptom burdens, and they were also more likely to have a poorer quality of life.
Lathan says patients who are well-off and well-educated often fight their disease differently from those who are living in poverty.
People marshal their forces, their social supports, their financial resources, and they advocate for the care to combat their disease. For people who are struggling financially, the cancer is just one of the many problems that they face, so they can't stop their life to fight their cancer.
Some cancer centers are at the forefront of making patients' financial needs a key component of treatment. At Dana-Farber, families of every newly diagnosed child are assigned both a social worker and a resource specialist who can help connect them with a range of services, like navigating mass health benefits and getting them gift cards for gas, groceries, or restaurants. Joe Shabbat runs Dana-Farber Boston Children's Pediatric Resource Center. He says they can even pay a few months' mortgage or rent, as they did recently for a patient's mom.
And this mother looked at me, and then she said, I'll pay you back. And I said, no, this is part of your care here.
But Shabbat adds that Dana-Farber has only 4 full-time resource specialists for about 500 families.
There are often resources out there that we can connect families with, but for the lack of time, we don't. That's the honest truth.
As for Madison, she just underwent 6 weeks of treatment as part of an experimental immunotherapy trial in Philadelphia. We've just learned that she has tolerated the treatment and her leukemia is in remission, again. But because this type of therapy is so new and so much remains unknown, she's far from out of the woods. Her mother, Shauna, says Madison will be monitored closely over the coming months and likely for years after that.
Nothing is a guarantee at this point. Nothing has been ever, but if it came to any finances, I will do whatever I have to do to make sure that she stays alive.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Rachel Zimmerman.